Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Just give me your full names and the names of your characters, and then I'm just going to check the level while you do that.
Okay, I'm David Nielsen. I play Roy Cropper.
Okay. Hello, I'm Julie Hesmondalsh, and I play Haley Cropper.
David and Julie, welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What a thrill to have you here today. Folks just love the show. What do you think is the ongoing appeal of Corrie? Why do people stay with it for years, decades, and pass it on to generations?
Well, that is the difficult question, because if you knew that, you'd create a new one, wouldn't you? And then make a lot of money, because this show really is the flagship of ITV. Nobody really knows, but except that, it doesn't really belong to anyone anymore. It belongs to all the people who have made it what it is over the years. It goes into thousands, and the viewers. Everyone has input, and it evolves. And if it's going off-key, which of course it does, bound to do, because I mean, it's been going for 50 years, sometimes it has its ups and downs. People get really, really affected by it and put pressure on. Things happen. And so it belongs to
it belongs to
everybody, yeah.
And I think there's a nostalgia about it as well, you know, that there's even though the storylines can be very modern and edgy now, there is a sort of very old-fashioned quality to it in its humour and in its characters and in the sort of pace of life in Weatherfield. So I think there's a little bit of that too.
Now, your character has gone through a really dramatic change, a sex change, in fact, which is kind of outrageous for the kind of quiet character that she is.
Well, that actually completely embodies what we're saying, really, because I think that Hayley, her storyline has been incredibly edgy and very controversial at the time. But because Roy and Hayley are very, very traditional characters in a way and very sort of conservative with a small C, and they embody all those values of loyalty and faithfulness and kindness, that kind of took a back seat, and people took on the issue without it being about the issue. It was about the character and about people caring about two people being in love and getting together and being happy. So it absolutely was a big deal for Coronation Street at the time, but it's worked out very well.
Now there's a big wedding coming up. We haven't seen it in Canada yet, but can you tell me anything about the wedding?
Well, it's. I mean, as a viewer, because I'm a viewer as well, I was a viewer before I was in it, I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, when you're in it and you're working hard on it, you hope for the best. But what I will say is it's a celebration. It's the lighter side of the street. There are dark sides. And it's the lighter side. It's fun. It's all the characters are all dressed up. We had fantastic weather.
Don't tell them too much. Don't tell them
too
much.
We'll
tell you about it more.
We'll
tell you more. Come to our show and we'll tell you more about it.
Rain is not going to come because of the weather. No, it's beautiful. I hope you enjoy it, because I did.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
And now there's another royal wedding coming up soon.
Another royal one, yeah.
You
don't say. I know everybody says, don't they? What are your thoughts on the upcoming royal wedding? Are people pretty excited about it in Britain?
I guess they're bound to be, yeah. I mean, we're here, so I mean, and I've noticed people... talking about it here, yeah. I mean, it's an event.
We met some people last night, didn't we? We're going there trying to get a glimpse of her. So,
it's a bit of a history, you know, but that's what it is. It will be. And people are really excited because they've got a day off. It links in with the bank holiday. It's a long weekend. And that always goes down well.
Yeah.
So, no, it'll be, you obviously wish them well.
We're going to miss it, aren't we?
We actually miss it. So, but we've sent our apologies and,
telegram.
Send a present. Did you send a present?
Oh, I haven't sorted that out yet.
Tea towels or something like that.
Yeah. Oven gloves.
Yeah.
Any parallels between your wedding on the show and this upcoming wedding?
Well, obviously my dress is just as beautiful as Kate's will be, I'm sure.
And just as expensive, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we got ours together very quickly, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, considering where you are with the story... And I don't know. Well, no, we've agreed to it now, but it happens very quickly.
It happens
quickly.
In a matter of weeks.
Matter of weeks.
This
and you look at the scale of it.
Yeah. I hope that I hope it goes a little bit more smoothly than my inhalers.
Oh, I don't know. It'd be great fun, actually. It'd be great.
Now, I know you don't like to give away any secrets about the show or upcoming things, but can you tell me anything about the upcoming episodes? Any things that might be happening that be of interest to viewers?
Well, there's a lot of fun to come. I mean, obviously, it's the 50th anniversary of Coronation Street coming up. We've done it, so that was in December, and there's a live episode that has a huge spectacle in it and lots and lots of action packed, so lots of stories like coming to fruition, and it's quite spectacular. It's quite something, and that's on the cards for you. So that's something really to look forward to, even though it won't be live.
But people don't really want to know what's happening in the future, do they? Do they? It's like hearing the end of a joke before you've told the joke. It's. I mean, we do know. I'll tell you. And people that want to know get on the internet, don't they, and all that. It's no, we've got some good stuff and some really exciting, which we're actually playing at home at the moment, some exciting developments for Roy and Hayley that really change our way of life.
Another third party in our little family really that draws a spanner in the works.
A big unknown that occurs.
Now I'm excited. It's a good tease. It's a good tease. Well, that's great. Well, enjoy your time here, and thanks for coming over.
Thanks for making us so welcome.
Yeah, thank you.